Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
I plan on re-signing here next year.
And I want to hear about Kyrie staying in Boston. He ain't staying in Boston. Stop that nonsense. He's out.
I can just see a world in which he goes to the Phoenix Suns.
It's safer to assume he goes to New York, especially now.
You know what everybody's saying, Kyrie? They're saying now you're going to go back to LeBron.
Kyrie has become to be more open to joining the Lakers.
Brooklyn, their dream is to pair AD with Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving's heading to New York City.
God, this is madness.
I plan on re-signing here next year.
Liar! Confess!
New England Patriots still need some more cap space, and there's still a player on that roster who's headed into the last year of his deal.
What's up, guys?
Tom Brady, who plans to play until the year 2068, so he's got a lot of time left. Now that Julian Edelman is taken care of.
Like Johnny Cash said, you gotta die some.
Right now.
That's what happens when you're a gangster.
Oh, please.
And you live life on
You've
the edge.
You've never been a gangster.
This is true.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Would be pretty good if we had, like, another team in the playoffs, like another winter sport that could occupy the 11 days we're sitting around waiting for the stupid Stanley Cup.
We don't need to. We have OTAs.
Red Sox.
Nothing happens.
Red Sox.
OTAs.
Brady doesn't even show up to OTAs.
I said Red Sox.
Everybody, all the rookies, you know, have their wrong numbers on.
Well, you can't feel
good. I don't know who that is. He looks like a receiver, but he's got a 50 number.
I like the way Bill does that. Don't you like that?
I actually do.
Yeah, he gives them high numbers, all these guys.
I love that when, especially when, say, certain quarterbacks are overweight.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
He's playing Red Sox drops, and you're just glossing right over. Gee, I wish there was a team playing right now. Is that what you just said?
Oh, the Red Sox playing today?
Of any importance.
Are they playing tonight?
So you got nothing going on. There's no football. Basketball's over. Hockey, we got a delay.
Yeah,
I wish there was a sport playing right now.
But hold on. But
you
hold
guys
on.
Red Sox drops, you keep dropping. You guys keep talking about OTAs.
Look, regular season games.
What's regular season games?
Against one of the stiffs.
So what do you want to do? They matter.
So what should we do? Should we, for 6 months, just sit around and wait for October?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you want to do.
No,
you
I will
can't
jump.
Talk at all about the Red Sox?
You can, but you can't.
What do you mean?
Do you get worked up about it?
J.D. Martinez not in the lineup again.
He's okay. Very sensitive about it. He's so very sensitive. I am all for talking Red Sox.
You think you played the game or something?
None of you guys.
I am.
No, you're not.
Oh, stop it, Lou. I like baseball. You know that. But the problem with baseball right now is...
We tried to talk it yesterday, and you said, let's be real. There's 6 teams. Who cares? They're going to make the playoffs.
6 teams vying for 5 spots.
All right, so let's...
How am I wrong about that?
So we don't need to talk about them.
No, we can talk about them.
I mean, the Celtics were in the playoffs all year long. I'm pretty sure we talked about them all year
long.
We
didn't talk about the Celtics.
We're going to be in the playoffs. So with the division, I'm pretty sure we talked about them all year long.
No, we had personality problems. When you get a personality speak up, a Kyrie or something, we talk about it. So if a Red Sox player, starts screaming or yelling, and we'll start talking about it.
Well, that doesn't happen because you like the manager.
We do like the manager.
You love almost every single player on their team, except David Price. And even then, he holds all the cards, so you can't really say anything anyways.
Exactly.
And he has a layoff, and he actually comes back and he pitches well.
Right.
So what are you supposed to say? What is it, like Victoria 2 Day?
So can I be honest? I will watch more of the hockey game. I'll watch some of the baseball game, Lou. But I'm going to watch more of the hockey game than I will the baseball game tonight because I have an interest in
I'm going to watch the baseball game.
You're a liar.
I swear to God, I'm going to watch the baseball game.
You won't watch the hockey game.
Why would I watch?
He's not going to watch a hockey game.
Ryan, go look at the grid. See what else is on TV tonight.
I have a hard time watching the Bruins. I don't know why I'm going to watch the St. Louis and San Jose.
See, why? That'll be good tonight.
The Bachelor. Like, they're not playing until next Monday.
Yeah, they're hurting.
You want to do a preview to the preview to the preview? You know what I'd rather do?
San Jose is in trouble.
I'd rather break down the scrimmage that's going to happen on Thursday.
Oh, the scrimmage.
On how they're going to break down. That is a great idea.
No, it's not.
Okay. What do you mean? How was that? Why do you mean that's not a great idea?
It's like practice.
It is a practice. I mean, it's like a practice. It is a practice. What else? They are practicing, right? To play whoever.
It's a big game.
Okay, but they're...
Who's going to...
They should have it on TV.
It's
been a nice game. Kids will go. It's an opportunity during the playoffs.
Has this ever been done
before? Kids to go watch their team. Carolina.
Are you worried about somebody getting hurt?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I have one yes and I have a no.
Wait, why wouldn't you be, though?
Because they scrimmage every day.
Oh, I
they
know.
Practice
you think anyone's
going to
be taking cheap shots?
How is this any different than any other practice that the team had?
They're going to try to bring up the intensity a little bit.
They're going to have crowd noise. Somebody does something. They should actually pick sides. So there's two teams, obviously, right? They're going to break them up. The first line sides. And the two. Well, I think whoever sits on the north
teams?
Side of the stadium cheers for the team in black, Jesus. and the south side cheers for the team in gold.
Yeah.
And there's enemies, so somebody's got to be a villain.
Well,
yeah.
This is what we got Bruce Cassidy talking about his cute little scrimmage here on Thursday.
Cute little scrimmage.
What he's going to try to get out of it. Go ahead.
Listen, I don't know at the end of the day how everyone's going to play out until game one happens. We had some ideas we bandied around and came up with this one. I think it'll be live to a certain extent. We'll obviously talk to the players about the physicality part. We're looking for compete and we're looking for pace. We're not looking for guys to blow each other up.
Damn.
Sort of start getting back into it. We've had good practices, but this will just be a little bit different.
Compete.
Look at some different scenarios in game. So it'll be controlled in terms of power play. It could be a 6-on-5 to end the game or scrimmage, no matter what the score is.
This is boring already.
4-on-4 play. We'll try to come up with some different
play?
Things.
It'll be some foreplay.
It's going to be some foreplay out there.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Patriots.
When you want a little fight.
Call a penalty.
When you want a little fight. Marshenko at that, you know, McAvoy or something like
guys.
That.
Yeah. No, but as far fight. As, no, I think it's a great idea. Obviously, what
too.
Else are you going to do?
Nothing.
Okay, so they're going to charge you. It's like $20 to
20
get
bucks,
in.
Yep.
$10 for parking.
Yep. It's a good deal.
And I think we should do the game. You and
what
I
do, you mean,
and,
do the game.
And, we should do like the first. There's only two periods.
Right.
Two 25 minute periods.
You do the play by play,
and then we'll do the color.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have Christian down at the.
Be the sideline reporter.
Yeah. Adios. I guarantee.
Adios. See you later.
What are you seeing out there on the ice right now?
When did they announce this? Did they announce this? They announced this like at 10 a.m. this morning, right? Something like that. 10 a.m. this morning. I'll guarantee you that by 10:15, Jack Edwards was over at Nesson. You know,
politicking.
Oh,
we got to get this on air.
We got to get it on air.
We got a face chat.
You got a Red Sox.
You could just tell Jack. Jack's going out of his mind.
They got a Red Sox day game, correct? At 12:30.
Yes, there's a Red Sox day game.
That's right.
Oh, Nesson could do this game.
Nothing on Nesson.
Nesson could do this game. Free will.
No reason.
Free will. Just put the cameras out there, fixed position.
You know, Jack will be like, I'm in.
Oh, he's there.
Go pre. Put Dale on there with Barry and Gordo, and just do it like a normal thing. Put it on TV. I think it'd be good. Why wouldn't you? What the hell is she going to put on there?
They
got no programming.
Nesson Clubhouse.
You're going to watch another
Dining Playbook.
Dining Playbook.
The fishing day. You know,
the great bass fisherman, whatever the hell that is.
Christian, by the way, Jeopardy 7:30.
That fisherman's great.
We haven't even talked about Jeopardy once. And this guy, did you see the Brady's getting involved?
Yeah, he's not eating.
He's a real good tweeter, boy, isn't he? I'll eat a strawberry. I'll eat a strawberry if he loses.
But James came back and he said, let's continue this thing Tuesday and make a tomato.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he found him back on Twitter.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went back
to Brady. So this may be their way to get him to lose on purpose. Hey, the only way he's going to eat a strawberry is I lose.
Nothing like good tomato and vegetable strawberry fruit talk. Fights.
What is Jeopardy going to do? Because this guy looks like he's never going to lose.
He's never going to lose.
Well, he's still not the leader of all time, right? Didn't somebody make like 2 million something?
Oh, he's well on his... He's way ahead. Way ahead of the pace. It's the amount of money he wins each and every time. It's ridiculous.
I think it's just the psychological battle that he goes for the big money right off the top.
Hold on. Where's Mark C. James? It's fixed.
Oh, is that what it is? This is like the lottery? Is that what it is?
It's fixed. This guy's not that smart. Nobody's that smart. Who's that smart?
How do
he answers all the questions.
All
every
of
one of them.
Okay,
every
so
one.
Again,
who has that much knowledge?
What they need to do is bring back some of the old guys. Remember the movie Gladiator?
Yes.
Like, no one could beat Gladiator.
Yes.
So they brought back the old Gladiators. Oh,
this
fight
is
him.
Just like that, yeah.
And you bring back, and they added a lion, so they made it really difficult. So they needed to throw things at him, shock him, throw up old pictures of when he was a kid, pictures of whatever. Somehow they need to screw with
him. Are people actually watching the show again because of this guy?
Yes, they are. They are.
Yeah.
Ratings are way.
Because the ratings were
ratings
terrible.
Are way up.
They're right, long time.
Yeah, the roof. I watched once. I think it was last week. He
really
probably came close to losing, but not that he was. He had the lead, so he wasn't going to lose.
Yeah.
Because he knows how much he's
can't get into
no,
it.
He's outstanding.
Can't get into it.
Oh, you should check him out. He's impressive.
You haven't watched it once? That's just what old people
no,
do.
I've watched. See, you're stereotyping again.
Sit down with a bowl of soup, crackers.
No, you got that wrong.
Into the biscuits, sir.
So, people like you
still up
sit down
you
there and watch
the
it
porch.
And say, oh, I wish I had that type of knowledge. Oh, I wish I'd
hey, I get excited when I get
I
one right.
Party. I
out of all the questions out there.
Oldway.
I get excited when I get one right.
I can't stand the show.
Well, so you watch it, you see the columns, and you're like, I'm not going to get
it. No, I want nothing to do with it. Family Feud is more in my lane. That's
Family Feud.
Yeah, I like Family Feud.
Family Feud
because those are stupid questions with stupid answers.
Exactly.
I'm a stupid person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something wrong with that?
No.
Yes.
No. down.
I'm a very simple mind. We all know that.
Talking about like paying your debt, I got some advice for all the kids out there. Go on game shows. That's what I did. I went on game shows
and
in college.
And you paid off your debt?
What game show did you go on?
I was on Supermarket Sweep was one of them.
And then
the other one was...
What was the obstacle course? Up and down the aisle shopping?
The other one was Storm the Castle.
Oh, my God.
Is that the obstacle course?
That's the obstacle course.
I remember
yeah.
seeing that.
Grand prize was like, notice, it was like $20,000.
Notice, Lou, these were questions that didn't require real brainiac
No,
mind.
Supermarket yeah. Sweep was. So you've never seen Supermarket Sweep?
No, I haven't.
You go through the supermarket.
Only old people watch those shows.
No, no, no. So you would answer all the questions. It's all like, you know, food related or some stuff that was, you know, sold in the supermarket. And at the end, you had a certain amount of time and you had to go through the entire supermarket and then you had to get all the food that, you know, was high in value. So like, and then you would bring it
high
across
value,
the line.
I mean, high price tag or
thank
high?
You.
No, so like baby food was always expensive. So you would get a bunch of baby food, diapers and stuff like that. And that's what you would do. And that's how you would win. That's the final stage.
Why did you lose? Why did you lose?
My brother had to work or something like that. He had to get a real job at Home Depot.
So you were doing this with your brother.
I like hide back team? Here when people were looking at tiles.
I did. That's a true story. See, there was a door section.
You know, do a time. My father actually was on Candle Pins for Cash one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
I'll say hi to all my friends out there in Marshfield.
Yeah, probably about 60 years
Uncle
ago.
Teddy,
I was going to say, Candle Pins for Cash. That's like...
that's all I remember about that show. Everybody used to look at the camera. And say hi to all your family. Say hi to Millie and Aunt Jane.
Anybody else there you want to say hi to?
Bob Gamir. Bob Gamir hosted that
local
show.
Local programming.
Yeah, then he got in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, a little bit of trouble.
What happened to him?
He got in trouble.
Oh, it's like Me Too before that.
He got in a little trouble. Let's put it this way. It didn't fill the Candle Pins for Cash type of scene.
Yeah, it didn't all you guys and your inside like New England, you know, humor or whatever.
Don't fall in love with the kids, Trenny.
At least we know the size of the cities and towns in Massachusetts, unlike you with San Jose. No
okay,
idea. By the way, they're getting huge television ratings in San Francisco for these games.
What?
Hey, listen, we don't have to see her. You do.
No. So, Julian Edelman.
I like it.
Julian Edelman basically did a disservice to every future free agent.
Oh, stop it.
That plays for... No, that's true.
No, that's
didn't
not.
He? Okay, this is exactly no. what the Patriots needed. Someone to basically show the other ones that, hey, listen, if you do the right thing, if you stay in your lane, if you sacrifice, if you become an MVP, if you do everything we ask you to do, and then some, we'll finally pay you.
Hopefully, you'll
be here long enough.
We'll give you $12 million guaranteed. While these other guys are going to other teams getting $120 million.
Think about what this guy had to do.
It's an adult, 33.
Think about, honestly, in order for him to finally, what we call, get a bone, because we think the Patriots threw him a bone.
They threw him
right?
a bone.
Right? Yeah. 2-year extension. How much guaranteed?
$12 million guaranteed. $8 million.
He was the most undervalued, underpaid wide receiver in the NFL.
Correct.
Easily the most underpaid NFL receiver.
But his problem, as you guys know, is that he had no real leverage. Mutt, let me explain what leverage is. You go to other teams, and other teams say, "Nah, we're not going to give you an awful lot of money. We'll take
it." Depends
cheap
how
money.
He worked it.
But he didn't have leverage.
What do you mean he didn't have leverage?
He didn't have leverage to
get they asked him.
They don't value. They don't value.
He left before, and they said fine, and they didn't get any money. So he came back.
Yeah. So went to the Giants, right? And they
so not that it would ever happen, but we talked about when Gronk retired. If Julian Edelman said, "I want more money, I'm not coming, I'm not playing." Now what? That's not leverage.
This year.
So we don't even know if what went behind the scenes and why they threw him a bone. Because if I'm him, I'm sitting there saying, "I got a $2 million base. I can make another $1.5 million or whatever it is." I'm the only guy you got. Gronk just retired. I'm on my last year of my deal. Are you guys going to throw me a bone or what? Like, am I going to get an extension? Am I going to get 2 years? Am I going to get exactly what you just gave me? Put $8 million, give me a check for $8 million, thank you, and add another couple years. I'm the only one you got. Now, I don't know if he would ever got to that point where he sat there and said, I'm willing to hold out my last year of my deal, but I would advise him to say that.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was going to hold out. But unfortunately, other teams don't have the same value for slot receivers that this offense does. All right?
Yeah, but it's so much more than that. Yeah, so is a slot receiver, but how important is he to this team, to this quarterback, to this offense?
Extremely.
I mean, the guy is just
playing. But Lou's right. He'd have to walk out. He'd have to sit there and threaten to hold out. I don't think he was going to do that.
Yeah, but they, you know, the Patriots, like, they don't, like, what do you think it looks like when, if Edelman's agent comes into Bill's office to try and ask for more money?
Tell me how that conversation
Well, I think it's the, right out of Oliver Twist. Excuse me, sir.
Do some acting.
Excuse me, sir. So my client, Julian, he would like some more money, sir. For the effort, sir. He's worked really hard. MVP, sir. No, get out of here. But he's starving, sir. He's got a baby.
Christian,
and a supermodel.
Why are you on your knees?
That's what it is. You got to come in there begging. They give it to you when they're damn well ready. And it's usually after you do twice as much as any other player should do. Because when you think about, shouldn't this have happened like 2 years ago?
Yes. Yep.
Right?
But they didn't have to. Because
no,
they had him under contract.
No, but they didn't have to now.
Well, no, they didn't either.
No, they didn't. They did. They could have waited.
Thanks for the head. You proved that you're a true patriot.
Because Julian Edelman threatened to hold out privately. God, I really wish that happened.
Making that up.
No
that's,
way.
That's leverage.
Yeah.
You're talking about he's got no leverage. He's the only wide receiver on this team that catches footballs.
But wouldn't you?
That we know who can.
Wouldn't you think
and he's Brady's baby.
Wouldn't you think we would have heard that by now, that somebody would have leaked that out because it would be in his best interest to leak it out, because all of the public would be supportive of Julian Edelman.
Sure
right?
would.
So, and he didn't do that.
And they would be sitting there saying, pay the man.
So my guess is he probably had his agent come into the Patriots and
Excuse me, sir.
Maybe not that way.
No, that's the way you do it. You take your hat off, you kind of put it in right by your belly.
One more biscuit, please.
Excuse me, sir. A biscuit for my soup, sir.
I want some more.
I'd like to think that privately there was a discussion.
No, I'm sure there was.
Of what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're going to give this guy a bump? Really? You're going to go make him go his last year of his deal? I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. He's the only guy you've got.
Who is his agent? Do we know his agent? Let's see if we can find his
Oliver
agent.
Twist.
But I got to
bet. I can't believe it's not Don Yee.
I've got to believe that the agent probably talked with him and said, guys, come on, look at what my guy's done for you guys. And that's where the conversation began. So Christian's right. It might be a message down the road that Bill can throw at another player saying, hey, look what we did to Edelman. You know, you pay your dues and...
Well, hey, Patrick Chung's another one.
Yes.
Chung's another guy they've done it
to. And Bill loves him.
Yes.
And he does that for the guys that pay their
dues.
Now,
I mentioned that, like, you know, Devin McCourty's another one that's, you know, he's got a year. This is it. The difference with Devin McCourty is that he got paid at the highest level. You know, I mean, his base salary this year in his final deal is $9 million. Now, the discussion with him would be, hey, you know, you're talking about retirement. I don't know what the hell's going on there, but we'd be willing to add another couple years to lower this year's cap.
So his agent is Don Yee.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah. And so don't be surprised if Tom Brady.
Well, Brady's going to get.
Right.
They're going to redo Brady.
Well, they have to because they need the money now.
Well, I think Pat's cap, you know, Miguel, who's in charge of the salary cap.
Unofficially.
Unofficially does it. But I think he had $5.1 million, and that was before the Julian Edelman signing.
And there's one that
but
he,
there's a chance
one
King,
that he does not include it in
another
there.
One, King.
Yeah, Brandon King. Brandon King's not been included.
But as he pointed out, there's a chance that they could finagle this to where the cap actually, you know, his cap hit gets less as opposed to more, right? Well, Julian Edelman cap hit was like 5.5 this year, I believe.
Yeah.
So they could finagle some numbers to actually get that to 4. I don't know, but I don't think they can go crazy.
So here's the question. Are they going to get Gerald McCoy? So McCoy was cut 31 years of age.
Well, they're not getting Ndamukong Suh.
They're not getting Ndamukong Suh. So he's going to be the replacement for McCoy.
Do you know what he signed for?
Tampa Bay.
No idea yet. What he signed for. Well, he made $14 million last year. They didn't want to pay McCoy in Tampa because he was due to make $13 million. And they're up against the cap also. So I'm going to say 8 to 9 for Sue, at least. And that's going to set the market for McCoy, which means he will not be a Patriot.
No, I just don't.
They say $4 million.
Yeah.
From Sue to McCoy.
That's a guess. I mean, yeah, I don't know, but I would assume it's something like that.
You had a better chance at Sue because I think McCoy is too good. And I think he's too young. And I think he just hit, I know he's 31, just turned 31. Your best chance of getting a guy like Gerald McCoy is after this contract fails. Because I just think there's too many teams out there with cap space. Indianapolis, Cleveland still has it. Houston still has it. And he could go there and say, I can get back to the playoffs for my first time in my career. It'll be a 3-year deal. We know the first two will be guaranteed. And maybe 34 years old, a guy like Gerald McCoy then decides to come to New England. But Sue, he's been a free agent now for what, 3-4 months?
Yeah, and I will say this.
And of course, I don't know what he's going to get, but you know, that was a guy that's like searching And now Tampa signed.
Well, just to add to your point, so you say he's too young. The other thing is he's much better than Sue.
He's too good.
Okay, so when you look at his sacks,
six
so McCoy,
last year, I think.
But for his career, they both were drafted in 2010. Okay, and Ndamukong Suh has played in 33 more games than McCoy, and he only has 1.5 more sacks than McCoy, who has 54.5 for a career. So imagine if McCoy played in 33 more games.
Yeah.
What the difference would be. So they were both drafted in 2010. Ndamukong Suh was number two overall. McCoy was number three. So not only is he too good, he's the same age, and he's got more upside. He's a better player.
Yeah.
So Lou may be right. You may be 2 years too soon. If he were 33 or 34, he would be looking now to go and see if he can win a Super Bowl. By the way, Gerald McCoy has never played in a playoff game. Think about that. He's been around since he was drafted third, I think, overall
number
in that
three.
Draft in
number
2010.
Yeah, 2010.
He's never made the playoffs. And, of course, the Patriots, that's all they do is play in playoff games. But if I'm him, I've made well over $100 million. Does he look at this thing right now and say, if the Patriots can come up with $7 million, you guys tell me, would you spend your $7 million on McCoy or Kyle Rudolph?
Bill would spend it on McCoy because he loves defense. He doesn't spend on his offense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I love how people just assume that the Patriots, McCoy is ring chasing. So since McCoy is ring chasing, since he has all this generational money now, his kids don't have to work and his kids' kids don't have to work, that he's just going to be willing
loans
to take
never played
a huge
game.
Haircut.
Don't
okay, so what is that worth to you?
I think he's taking a huge haircut either way. He's had injury problems.
I want to know what Sue is making. Once I find out what Sue is making, then I'll get a better idea of what he's willing. Because if Sue went to Tampa, which is basically, hey, listen, he doesn't have any other offers. So they don't want to pay McCoy $13 million. What did they pay Sue? He was making $14 last year for the Rams. He probably paid him maybe $6. All right, so if that's the case, people think that McCoy is just going to be okay taking this huge haircut just because he wants a ring.
He's going
to money's not important to him.
I think he's going to take a haircut, isn't he? What? He's not making anywhere close to $13 million. Maybe they structure it
there's
where
a lot
there's
of teams out there with cap space that would love to have him.
Yeah, but teams that probably are not going to do much in the postseason, even if they get there.
Well, it wouldn't be. Right? I think the Patriots always give you the automatic, almost guarantee, really, when you think about it. So, but are you willing to go to pay for $5 million? I think the answer is no. Mm-mm. If Indianapolis, Philly, Buffalo, Jacksonville, the San Francisco 49ers have a ton of cap space, and Buffalo just drafted Ed Oliver.
Buffalo.
They would love a guy like him in the trenches. And same with San Francisco, who got Bosa. Are you kidding me? So he's going to have a ton of options. And
31.
People,
he's made
he's gonna
over
have a ton of
$100
options.
Million, and he has yet to play in a postseason game. You know what he does every winter? He sits there and he watches New England play games in January.
He watches, really?
And in February. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. I just think
it sounds good.
And I'm not arguing the point that Lou's making. If he were 33 or 34, it would be an easier sell for New England. You've done it all. All right? You're going to be a Hall of Famer. You got a great career. Yada, yada, yada. This is an opportunity to not only play in a playoff game, but to actually win one of those shiny rings, those big rings. All right? At 31.
What's it worth to you?
Huh?
Because your career's not over. We're not talking about Anthony Pleasant.
Mark C. James has already got a Red Sox championship ring. And if the Bruins win, he was telling me last night he's getting one of those.
Does Chatham get a ring too?
Chatham gets a ring too.
Oh my God.
I don't think so.
That can't
be. What he told me. Mark told me last night.
Bruins don't own Nesson.
Squarish.
What? Bruins don't own Nesson, right?
No. But they Bruins do own 20% of Nesson.
Majority owner is still John Henry.
That would be 80%.
Yes.
Yes.
Was that how you just did the math? Look at you.
Very good.
Doing the math
right.
Like that.
Lynn School System.
Look
very
at
good.
You. Public school? Correct. No student debt.
No student debt at all. I just think that this one's an interesting one to talk about because you put him on alongside Michael Bennett might be kind of interesting.
Yeah, but I think the timing is important because this is not, he's 31. Okay, guys are playing longer. They're situational.
I gave into that. 33
now.
Or 34 would make
so
more sense.
So I just
sense.
Feel like the
it
timing
would.
Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Unless you really, really love him. But when he would be a Patriot is 3 years from now.
Can I ask this question about the Cleveland,
way,
Cleveland
answer,
Browns?
Yeah, to your other question, I think you can end up getting Kyle Rudolph for a lot cheaper than that. Right? That's $7 million that he made last year.
Well, you don't trade for him.
When they release him, they're going to get him for a lot less than that.
Right, they will. You're not going to trade for him.
And I think that this kid's going to go for, McCoy's going to go for more than that. I can see he might take a haircut, but it's still going to be in that 10 range, I would imagine.
I want you to do that.
What?
I don't know what it is about the Jets. I don't know, but this is from Manish Mehta, and I don't even necessarily believe this.
Squirrel!
Okay, yes, it is a squirrel moment.
Squirrel!
You want to do it, Lou?
No, I believe it.
You're a better reader than me.
I believe it. Well, Manish Mehta said, Jets won't be hiring a search for firm or consultant for their GM search like they did in previous two hires. No, it didn't work out so well, so they don't trust the firm. However, they've told people that TV personality and sideline reporter Peter Schrager could be contacted for assistance on prospective candidates. His name has come up internally. Now, if you don't know Schrager, he's on Good Morning Football.
Good Morning Football.
So I'm confused.
On NFL Network.
I'm confused.
And he's annoying. I don't like him.
Is he just the talking head, or is he the one that was on the soap opera that's the actor? Which one's the actor?
Just the talking head.
He's the talking
just
head.
Just talking
head. So Tyler, the other guy was like an actor in a soap opera or
former
something,
Former Hollywood
right?
guy, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
that?
Kyle Brandt.
Well, yes.
Which one's the annoying one? All of them.
Kyle Brandt's annoying. Schrager is annoying.
We like Nate Burleson.
Burleson's good.
Schrager's kind of the...
Kay's good.
Schrager's Adams, very talented.
Schrager's the sideline guy, too. He does sideline for Fox.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so John Lynch worked for Fox, was a... who would know these coaches?
Play the game.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to think, like, okay, so they're going to ask him what? Hey, when you do these production meetings, who stands out? When you go to these cities, whose team is best put together, right? I mean, what is he going to be able to tell them? Like, this guy's a really good interview?
No, I don't know how connected he is in the league. It's almost like hiring a guy like Adam Schefter, but he can't work for the Jets or help them, right? So you know a lot of these guys, personalities.
Does he know Manning?
Does he know Mike Lombardi? Does he have a relationship with him? Does he have a relationship with these guys? You know, who's the guy that just left Atlanta that was here in New England?
Pioli.
Right? Scott Pioli. He left.
Hire him.
Well, I thought it was interesting he left Atlanta for further opportunities. The day after, hell broke loose in New York.
It's a polite way. Oh, you're talking about Pioli?
Yeah. Like a day after all hell broke loose in New York, or a day or two, he left Atlanta for other opportunities. And I was like, Now, nothing's happened since, but I was wondering if you go to the Jets, and then Bill, of course, would cut all ties.
Oh, yeah. We can't be friends anymore.
No, no longer
friends. We're not exchanging Christmas cards.
Can I bring
cards.
This up? Because this is, again, going back to stupid ownership, which is the biggest problem. And you can look at teams, and they lose continuously because their ownership sucks. And by the way, the Lakers are now in that boat. They are now in that group. Okay.
Would have thunk it.
Well, Dr. Jerry was pretty good.
He was
awesome.
Got to
give him credit. He was really good. He was hands-on. He knew what he was doing, and he gave people authority. And now you got a mess out there, and we know it's a mess with the Knicks. We've talked about that, but the Jets are in the same predicament. So we've got Woody Johnson's brother now. Chris is running it because Woody gave him a ambassadorship to Britain, right?
Yeah.
But he may be coming back next year if things don't go well with the Jets. So this made some sense. If you want to talk to sideline reporter and TV personality Peter Schrager about what it's like talking with these general managers, because I want to know how they interview, because general managers have to be good in front of a camera. They're the face of the franchise. I can understand why the Jets would pull Peter Schrager aside and talk to him, but why would you tell people that you're going to sit down and talk with TV personality and sideline reporter Peter Schrager to actually help you in your search for the next general manager?
New York J-E-T-E Jets.
That's why they're the freaking Jets. That's stupid. I understand you should talk to everybody in different capacity because they can help you out, right? But you don't sit there and announce it because it sounds foolish. What? Peter Schrager is going to help you in your search for the next general manager?
Well, every time I hear these things, I always think, who does it benefit? So who's the source? Peter Schrager? Make himself look good?
Oh, there you go, Lou.
Right? Yeah, the Jets called me.
Come so he's not the soap opera. He's not the actor guy, right?
No,
Schrager's
no.
not the actor guy. That's the guy Kyle Brandt, right? He's like an actor type. Okay, got that. By the way, if you want lower bowl seats for the Bruins intra-squad scrimmage on Thursday night, you're out. It's sold the whole lower bowl. It's sold out, baby. They have upper deck, the 302 to 308 section.
That's it.
I can buy a couple tickets there for you. banging it out, baby.
Well, we announced it at 10 o'clock this morning. It's 5:30.
Free popcorn for the kids, $10 parking.
This is like the little thing they had down at Foxborough.
Yeah.
Well, they banged that place out
mm-hmm.
to go before, you know, before they went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, the send-off.
Yeah, the send-off.
They had Blue Man Group.
Holy smokes.
It was crowded as crap. Remember that traffic jam?
They're going to sell out the Garden.
Yeah, but so concessions, though. Free popcorn, but beer sales.
Oh, they're going to make money.
It's not like they're not making money.
Oh, you think Bruins fans drink
a little bit? No, this isn't about the Bruins. This is about the fans. They're selling it out to watch a scrimmage.
Yeah, but he's saying they're going to make money on the
concessions. Oh, yeah, concessions. Oh, absolutely.
You pack close to 18,000 in there.
Well, what else are you going to do with that building?
What would you say?
If it's closed for the night, might as well make some cash.
12,000 of drinking. We would just say 5 beers apiece, 6 beers apiece.
And what does popcorn make you do? What does popcorn make you do?
Drink.
Yes.
Salt in it.
They do it on purpose.
Oh, they love
the
salt.
It's a big trick.
Yeah.
They put more salt on
it.
And you know,
it's
get more beer. It's free popcorn for the kids, but you know, they eat like a half of it, and the father's over there like crushing.
I think I need another drink.
I got that trick down. Send the kid back up to the concession booth.
Go, give me some popcorn.
I'm drunk. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm not a very superstitious guy, which is odd in hockey. It really is. I have routine, so people say, well, your routine makes you superstitious because you do the same thing every so does it. But I don't. I don't have a... Couldn't tell you what suit I'm going to wear or tie. It's not already like my lucky tie's coming out or I'm wearing one. You know, I'm not changing my underwear till we lose. And we've won 7 in a row, so they're pretty stinky right now type of thing. I'm just not that guy. Never been that way.
Well, you can tell it's been a long playoff series. Hey, Coach, are you superstitious? Oh, my God. We're getting into this. I'm surprised you guys haven't been screaming. If there were a caller online who said, I want to make fun of Ordway, you guys would be all over it. This guy's been on for 21 minutes.
Oh, I see.
Scott's in southern Massachusetts, and he'd like to make fun of Lou.
Go ahead.
Scott, you got the floor,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, hold on, Scott. Before you say a word, hold on. Hold on, Scott. You've been holding on a long time. You got to make fun of Lou. Don't tiptoe around it. Go.
All right, I'm not. I'm a little late to this party, but for that Rocky trivia you guys had earlier.
Yep.
I called in a few weeks ago, and Lou called me dumb about a comment that I had made.
Probably are.
And I was listening to him respond to those scenes from different movies, and his inability to just answer those simple ones quickly.
I did, 3 and 5.
I mean, Lou, how about you dwell on this one, Lou? Give me this for 1 second. Ordway, Fourier, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, we're here.
All right, next time Lou texts you on the weekend and says, hey, what are you guys doing? I'm bored. Take them to the zoo.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
That's two,
that's
of
the
course.
That's the doctor you're talking about.
That's Rocky 2, of course. I had 3 and 5 down. Okay, so with the lines following.
Actually, took me a second.
Yeah.
I didn't know where Rocky that guy was too. Going because I thought Lou was really good at this. Much. I'm looking forward to this tomorrow.
Do we have a time for tomorrow?
I can't believe there's an adult out there that actually spends that much time watching a whole series of movies that he knows that much about.
It's not just Rocky 2. That's actually Creed 2 as well.
Oh, very good.
Because he told the story about, so how did you propose? I took her to the zoo. So, yeah.
We'll do it at 2:30. Oh, we can't because we have Alex Cora coming on.
Tomorrow. Oh, so tomorrow's 2:30. Maybe Cora would like to play.
You think he's a big Rocky aficionado?
I don't want to play. What do you mean? He's our age. Why would he not? Okay, you know what? We're gonna give him one question.
The
question
of the week.
Yes. There we go.
Skip, how you doing?
We already have the question of the week.
Yeah, we'll plant it.
We have it for you. Perfect. Right? Okay, it's going to be a Rocky-themed show tomorrow. Bring your gloves. We're going to fight. I'm going to see what. I'm going to see how many things we can fight about. That's what I'm going to do with
this
you tomorrow.
Could be worse than
I'm
the Game of Thrones people.
How many things can I can fight with Glenn about? How many fights can I get in Glenn with?
I like that.
Not what's enough, the over under? Some people would say.
I would say tomorrow I'm going to get in five fights with you.
I would say three and
five.
And a half.
Looking forward to it.
Right. And you'll lose all of them.
You'll say something stupid.
You'll lose all of them.
I'll lose them all. Please. Please.
You've never actually won an argument ever.
Well, I was hoping that you would take the side of the Lakers today.
But no, I think they suck also.
Yeah, a little push. You sat there and said to me, oh, you're right. Magic's not doing the right thing.
Say something nasty about Pat Riley. That'll get him going.
No, the funny thing is, when you look at what the Lakers are doing and everything. You start thinking about the, you know, free agency and where, you know, Kyrie Irving will go.
He's
and
coming
you sit
right
there
back
and you go,
here.
Okay, let's just say the Lakers are an option and the Knicks are an option and the Celtics, all viable options. Why in the hell would you go to L.A.? Why would you go to New York? You know that the ownership sucks. You know that the coaching sucks. And you have everything tailored, and then not only is everything set up for you right now, but they're going to make changes on your behalf.
So you have an agent, and the agent's going to sit you down, and the agent's going to say to you, Kyrie, you can make a lot more money in Boston, like $50 million more if you stay in Boston. You get that extra year. Don't worry about it, buddy. I'll get opt-outs for you, and you'll be able to have some flexibility over the next few years. You have your choice of going with a real stable ownership. Whit Grosbeck's not going anywhere, okay? Danny Ainge is not going anywhere. The coach, we'll see how that goes. You may have a lot to say with that in the next couple of years. You go to New York, that owner may sell that team in a year from now because if you don't go there and they don't win right away, that owner's in serious trouble. Then you look at Los Angeles. You weren't interested in going there a few weeks ago because you wanted to go back with LeBron, but you were excited to have Magic Johnson have your back every single day. He's gone. He couldn't stand it. He's telling the world that the Lakers are dysfunctional. Why do we want to go back there? Where does this make any business
sense?
No. He's a smart guy. You can say all they want about Kyrie Irving. He could be a pain in the ass. He can say some dumb, stupid things. But he's not a stupid guy. And he's going to sit and listen to all of this stuff. He's coming back to Boston, and he's not going to be playing.
I just don't know if the players really care. You do.
The players?
Yeah, GMs do.
Oh, I think he cares.
Head coaches do.
Oh, you don't think Kyrie Irving cares about his environment?
I think Kyrie Irving cares about putting a team together that he likes. That's what I think. Now, Danny might convince him he can do that here. But I think it's more about, I want a team that I like. I was traded here. There's a lot of good young players here. But if I go with my boy KD, we may be able to put a team together that we like. Or if I go to L.A., wherever the hell I go, it's going to be about me building my team. Not the one that Danny Ainge built around me when he traded for me. So yeah. I just think I don't know if those guys think ownership. I think once you're in it, like the Patriots, they'll sit there and praise how, you know, Robert Kraft and ownership and stability. But these guys that are moving teams to team to team, like anybody that signs with the Indianapolis Colts are stupid because of Jim Irsay? No, they're going to sign.
Yeah,
they
but different though.
Basketball,
you're getting the culture of the sport, which I think is totally different.
I would say with quarterbacks, Lou, it's a big factor. You know, Tom Brady on this team, if this were a different ownership, he would have had an opportunity probably to make more money and play with a different team 5-6 years ago.
Agreed.
So. But the NBA, that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with two or three stars on each team, and I think the ownership is huge. Huge in whether guys stay or not. And the two other places we're talking about, the Knicks and the Lakers, are
here's the thing. If they stay, once they experience it, that's a whole nother thing.
So
I'm just talking about going somewhere, and they could say, listen, New York, the Knicks are a mess. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. KD's going to come with me. We're going to be in New York. We're going to be able to build this team. We can get this guy. Now, after a couple years of it, they might be like, holy smokes, this guy is a mess. And that might change their mind. They might move on because of it. And then they'll go somewhere else that might be as unstable just because they figure they can still make it work.
So they think
they can make it work everywhere.
So talking about different cities. Every city is a big market city with a lot of media attention, with a lot of scrutiny. So when I heard Chris Broussard talk about, I guess, a source that says that he doesn't want to play in a market with a lot of criticism, my jaw almost hit the floor, but here it is.
The selling point to Kyrie, and one thing I'm told he's looking at, is you don't have to deal with the media as much in Brooklyn as you do with the Knicks.
No, it's Mets to the Yankees, it's Clippers to the Lakers.
Right, but nationally, the gap between the Knicks and Nets isn't nearly as wide as it is in New York.
Well, not if they land Kyrie and Anthony Davis.
Right. Around the country, people could be like, oh, I could get behind Brooklyn more so than the Knicks. Yeah. But in New York, the Knicks are king, and nothing will change that.
Okay, so
hold on. The Brooklyn,
you don't think
Nets
take
a train
over there to Brooklyn and start criticizing him there?
Absolutely.
It's too far. How long? 30 minutes?
The Brooklyn
media
Nets
has broken up locker rooms.
You're in the same marketplace. Stop it. How are they going to get Anthony Davis, by the way? It was an overachieving team this past year. The Nets did a phenomenal job rebuilding from scrap because they were nothing after Danny Ainge pillage. Is that the word?
Yep.
He destroyed the place, right? And they were nothing. How are they going to get? That's the Brooklyn thing makes no sense to me at all.
Why? None. Just because there's not a lot of media attention there?
I just don't think you can.
I don't think he would want it. It seems like he wants the big market.
You know,
Cleveland,
they're the
smaller
Clippers
market.
Of New York.
Do you know what Brooklyn
was?
Well,
I get it, but
Brooklyn was the overachieving team this past year. They were the cute little team. And I'm not sure him coming in, they're going to have to start clearing some of those players out. Where are you going to get star power to play in Brooklyn? I don't see that one.
Well, I mean, Kyrie is a start. But I would think that if it ends up being Kyrie and Anthony Davis, you're assuming they're probably going to be good, right? They're going to be good. And all those guys that are covering the Knicks, that are sick of the Knicks, are going to take a train. They're going to hop on over, go to Brooklyn, and start critiquing the Nets. And they will sit there. We'll have like five or six people just dedicated just to them.
What do you think Kyrie's biggest problem was this past year with the Celtics team?
His post-game press conferences.
His ego.
No. I'm saying what do you think irritated him the most?
And the kids on the team.
Okay, the kids on the team. All right? So this is a simple fix to that. He sits down with Danny Ainge, and Danny says to him, you're right. So it was a bad mix. So we've got you, we've got Marcus, we've got Al. You're all at a different stage in your career right now. You're looking to win and go deep into the playoffs. And the young kids, they got a little taste of it last year, and they really think they're big, huge stars. Here's the deal. They're great assets for us. I can get an awful lot for these young kids, all right? So we're going to move the young kids, and we're going to get veterans. We're going to get adults into the room. That's what our team is going to be next year. I really believe that Danny can sell him on this being his team. And unfortunately, I think that pisses off a lot of fans that Danny is actually going to do that. But you tell me, what's his alternative?
I want you to be by my side. I'm going to open my world to you.
Danny's looking at the future being the next 3-4 years.
Whose team is it in Oakland? Golden State. Whose team is it?
It was Durant's team this past year.
Was it really?
Yes.
So even though Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they won without him.
I think it's Steph's team.
Well, they're winning.
I don't think it's Durant's. Durant is just a squatter. He's just renting.
No, that's over the last 2 weeks. You're looking at the last two weeks with
no
Durant.
Up until that point, this has been Durant. The reason it is Steph's team because you never heard a peep out of Steph.
I still think
you
it's Steph's
didn't hear
team.
One
that's
word.
His, that's
Durant
his nature.
No, but he's a teammate. Okay, of course it should be everybody's nature.
Yeah,
okay, we just made us unstoppable. Let's not bitch and moan.
No, the problem that Draymond and others had was that Durant came in and he was the guy. He was the man. And
he affected
Steph's
Draymond's
willing to take,
game. I still think it was Steph's team.
Because
Durant doesn't walk in there after what that team accomplished and say, this is my team.
Yeah, they want to change the way things are.
That doesn't happen.
We're going to do things differently.
You can win with us. You're a talent. You can win with us. But
see,
I don't think it's.
I think Steph took a back seat. I think Steph is the greatest shooter I've ever seen. Ever. Okay? Not a bell.
So why isn't
ball handler, but the greatest shooter. But as long as he was getting his shots, he was pretty happy with the way things were going. Durant became the guy. He did. And I think that pissed off Draymond Green because Draymond may be the heart and soul of that team, and you're starting to see it in the way he's played in this past series.
And you're going to see them win it without Kevin Durant.
Yes, and that I think from a perception standpoint, that's going to hurt Durant.
I'm not so sure it will. I mean, maybe perception media will run with it, but the reality is that's how good that Golden State team was when he joined it. And all him joining that team was it didn't make them unstoppable. They were still a great team. It just took one player that could potentially beat that team if he paired up with somebody else off the board. So they just basically just added another great player.
They didn't
but even
win.
Without Kevin Durant, I think they're just as good. I think they win it.
They don't win last year's playoffs without Durant. Durant was head and shoulders above everybody in that playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't think they win without Durant.
You don't think they can sweep Cleveland? You don't think they can beat that Cleveland team in the finals without Kevin Durant?
Durant was everything in those playoffs
and
last year.
If he was
great.
Out, then Draymond would be better, and Steph would be better, and Klay would be better.
I think that's
a great team.
And I think that's a problem Klay Thompson has had, in that he's had to take a backseat. That's why he's going to get all the money, because the ownership out there right now believes that they can win without Kevin Durant. They're probably right. And so they're going to make sure that they sign Klay Thompson. We'll see what happens with Durant. But you don't think that Danny can't sit down and convince Kyrie that this is his team? I think he can easily.
I think he already has.
Yeah, maybe.
They're engaged, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Just walk away from that. There's a commitment. There's rings exchange. They've bonded.
Yeah, boy,
seemed like they went through a couple divorces during
the year.
They got pretty ugly.
Issues.
This hour has been brought to you by Golfers Warehouse. We got last calls next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Well, we told you the Warriors ended up sweeping the Portland Trail Blazers, but before the game, there was a reporter out in front of the arena asking the Blazer fans, can our team come back from 0-3?
You're out of your mind. Blazers in 7, in a heartbeat, way easy. Dame's going to take it to them with a bruised rib or a separated rib, doesn't matter. It's going to be the Blazers in 7, and then they're going to win in 5 against Milwaukee.
Okay, as you can see, cannabis is plentiful here in Portland.
I'll take a piece.
Little cannabis.
Yeah, everybody's obviously high.
You can beat anybody.
Yeah, everybody's fired up, you know what I mean.
You can be down 0-4.
That's how crazy it was.
0-4, smoke a little and suddenly...
The substances are wafting.
You can come right back into the thing. It was another interesting thing that happened last night. So before the game, Kevin Durant, who I believe is the leader of this team, he gets everybody in a little group session.
In a circle, and they all
do a little dance and the whole works or whatever. Yep. But Durant obviously can't do that right now because, I don't know, he's got a calf injury or his Achilles is blown out or something like that.
We'll find out.
So Draymond Green grabs some guy who happened to be in the hallway. It turns out he was a writer. His name is Jeffrey Arnold for the Oregonian. All right, and then they go on to win the game. This guy's doing the Kevin Durant routine in the circle. So this guy asked a question of Draymond after the game.
Draymond, can you talk about...
You was good luck today.
Are you guys going to fly me down for the finals?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll hold you to that.
I'll pay for the ticket myself.
Let's get together after this is over.
Hey, Raymond, I got to buy his flight to the finals. Right here. I ain't paying for your hotel, though.
I can do that.
All right, respect.
All right.
Respect. Wait a second.
That's good. I like that.
Must have gone over big. The Oregon people, right?
One of
our own writers.
Are you kidding me? They're loving it. Their own writer out of nowhere. They're just going to put up at a hotel, which they probably do anyway.
Yeah, but there's be no fans in for them to cover the game because
hey, Raymond,
they're not in it.
I gotta buy his flight to the finals.
Is that how easy it is?
Right here. I ain't paying for your hotel, though.
I stay in the team hotel.
He's an interesting guy, don't you think, Draymond Green?
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, you talk about competitive athletes. I mean, a guy is, like, incredible.
I remember when people used to debate with me, who's better, Draymond Green or Al Horford.
I remember
see,
that.
This is why you don't
who
mess.
You who you taking now?
This is why you don't mess with a basketball guy like me.
See,
okay?
You've
like,
evolved.
Like, you all sound stupid. Just please stop with the whole comparison.
I tell you what. If Al played the way that Draymond Green plays,
that's a guy that can dribble.
They would still be playing basketball.
Like Draymond
right now.
Actually brings it up in traffic.
Yep.
He doesn't just dribble up while his defender sits at the free throw line on the other end waiting for him to come up.
Traffic. He's the first one down the court with the ball. He's unbelievable. This hour's been brought to you by Golfers Warehouse. All right, Red Sox game tonight. It's coming up next.
Big game.
J.D. Martinez.
Game.
He's apparently ill.
Big game. Erod.
Got a little
Stroman. That's a tough one. That's
and then we'll find
one.
Out maybe tonight who the Bruins are going to play.
Tomorrow. We are getting ready for the Rocky Challenge.
I can't
officially,
wait for this.
The
don't
official
let us down,
Rocky
Lou.
Challenge.
Don't
yeah.
let us down.
Get to work. You all can't right. watch the baseball game.
All right.
What do you mean? He's got to watch all the Rocky movies?
Some sort of.
No
I don't
sleep
know.
Up here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.